Audacity. Police recover illegal arms cause outrage in St. Lucia. This is Wednesday's Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. In St. Lucia, residents in one community were outraged as the police recovered an illegal firearm. NBC Prime News reports that there was disorder during the police operation.
Videos surfaced on social media depict residents' outrage at a police operation.
Officer, chill out!
Are you passing shots to our people out?
The man are resisting arrest, you're on to try and bar up the man.
That's all right.
I know. Money, sir.
They beat him a lot, sir.
That's a real look them money, boy.
Information disclosed from the Royal St. Lucia Police Force Facebook page on Friday, February 3rd, read that on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, at about 5:45 p.m., officers attached to the Special Service Unit arrested a male individual whilst on mobile patrol following the recovery of a firearm. The team of officers were alerted to the suspicious male individual near a business establishment and proceeded to approach him. He attempted to flee, however, he was quickly apprehended. According to the Facebook post, a search for his person was conducted at a 5mm pistol containing a magazine with 5 rounds of ammunition was recovered. The operation was met with angry residents who protested against the approach of the law enforcement officers. The incident between police and residents is the second to occur within the past 6 days. The last incident occurred between officers attached to the Special Service Unit and residents of Hospital Road. Deputy Commissioner of Police Ronald Phillip states that officers remain committed to fulfilling their mandate and no part of St. Lucia is off limits to law enforcement officers.
I just want to commend the police officers and to tell them that they should never retreat and to assure the public that there will never be a no-go zone for any police officer in St. Lucia.
One man was charged in connection with the Hospital Road incident. Phillip says it's a criminal offence to obstruct police operations.
It speaks to whoever assault, obstructs or resists or incites any other person to assault, obstruct or resist any police officer in the execution of his or her duty is liable to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 6 months.
GBN in Grenada is reporting that a British family is about to pay reparations for slavery.
Laura Trevelyan is a member of an aristocratic British family who will begin the payback process. She has announced that her family will contribute £100,000 to a fund to pay reparations to the people of Grenada for her family's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. This has been widely regarded as one of the cruelest crimes against humanity. This comes months after confronting her ancestral past during a visit to Grenada last year. It was then that she learned that 6 of her ancestors shared ownership of over 1,000 enslaved Africans on the island. She met recently with historian Dr. Nicole Philip Dow, who is the vice chair of the Grenada National Reparations Commission.
We have Reverend George Trevelyan, mm-hmm. Harriet Trevelyan, John Trevelyan. Mm-hmm. So this is showing us that my ancestors owned what looks like hundreds of slaves on Grenada, on the Tempe Estate, the Simon Estate,
Simon Estate,
the Rucan,
Estate,
Beausejour,
five different estates. Yes,
my relatives owned hundreds of slaves and received thousands of pounds in compensation when slavery was abolished in 1834.
1835, the Trevelyan family received the equivalent of £3 million in compensation from the British government for the abolition of slavery the year before. Enslaved men, women, and children got nothing and were forced to work a further 8 years unpaid as apprentices. Trevelyan was shocked to discover the role her ancestors played in the slave trade industry, which she described as
a system of profit built off torture.
Yes.
Now, would you say that the system worked for those who were the recipients of the wealth?
Yes, it worked. It did. It worked for those who received the wealth.
According to a report on TheGuardian.com on Saturday, 42 family members have also signed a letter of apology for their ancestors' role in slavery. It reads, and I quote, "We, the undersigned, write to apologize for the actions of our ancestors in holding your ancestors in slavery. Slavery was and is unacceptable and repugnant. Its damaging effects continue to the present day. We repudiate our ancestors' involvement in it," end quote. The Trevelyan's monetary contribution will go towards the setting up of a reparations research fund at the University of the West Indies to look into the economic impact of enslavement. It will be officially launched here on February 27 by Chair of the CARICOM Reparations Commission, Sir Hilary Beckles, and members of the Trevelyan family. For GBN News, I'm Nisha Paul.
Stem cell therapy is now coming to Guyana. Woodlands is about to offer that kind of improvement. Guyana News Source reports on this.
Health Matters to report now. The Woodlands Hospital is now offering stem cell therapy for cancer and other diseases. On Saturday, the privately owned hospital launched its stem cell treatment clinic at its Carmichael Street location here in Georgetown. President Dave Finale, who delivered a feature address through his government support behind the stem cell treatment clinic and other forms of scientific development to assist persons suffering from various ailments. President Irfan Ali, who delivered the feature address through his government support behind the stem cell treatment clinic and other forms of scientific development to assist persons suffering from various ailments.
Now, the government has a responsibility to create this enabling environment to support this new architecture that we are building. From an infrastructure perspective, from a legislative perspective, but more importantly, from a primary healthcare perspective.
He added that his government will be embracing the holistic development of sciences in Guyana, especially with the use of technology.
When a public healthcare system is operating efficiently and reliably, it allows enough information to change the health information set and the healthcare set before a health crisis occurs.
Many in Dominica's opposition who have been calling for electoral reform. Some saw another call for that process being reminded that the election in December was held without what they see as a process that would have at last an election held with reforms that making the poll more fair. Parliament was being held on Tuesday, making it an occasion to tout the need for the reform voices heard.
Bitchy must go get out of the house! And you lie, you will go to hell!
United Workers Party Thompson Fountain was optimistic.
What are you expecting from today? Because we're talking reform, and that has not happened so far. Yes. What will change?
What we want is for the government of Dominica to quickly bring the reform legislation to Parliament. It is not on the order paper of today's Parliament. We are asking for a special sitting of Parliament to consider the legislation.
That is the problem. They have the minority in Parliament. Are they likely to bring it at all? How can you force them to do that?
Well, through protest action. Definitely through protest action. That's one of the means that we can use at our disposal. And that's what we'll continue to.
And former parliamentarian Hector John kept keeping the flames alive.
We know we can force this out. Unity is strength, and I just want Dominica to begin to understand their role.
How can Sir Dennis help? We got a lot of Dominica money.
Well, Sir Dennis has done his job. I think one thing he needs to do is, I think he may want to scared to go to Parliament first. Speak to the address the nation publicly. It's not in Dominica, but speak to the matter publicly.
Many a protester reminded a carnival-like dance on the streets with police and protectors having different views on that matter. And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.